at kboo.fm.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jenny Yokoyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. We talk about, well, just what's going on with all of our volunteers and members, listeners, just anything that's got to do with KBOO. So in the volunteer department, we just want to give a big thank you to everyone who turned in a program proposal recently for our program proposal drive. We got a lot of wonderful pilots that came in, and which means we'll have some new programmers on the air really soon. So we just want to thank everybody who submitted something. And so everybody stay tuned. Tune on in to hear our latest KBOO volunteers on the air. They'll probably hear them coming up in a couple weeks. And if you are someone who is thinking, oh, I'd like to volunteer for KBOO and I missed the program proposal, don't worry, it's okay. You can still submit a program proposal. We always have open program proposals on our website, but that doesn't necessarily mean we always have open slots or anything like that. But people are always welcome to turn in a program proposal if you ever have an idea for a show that you think should go on to KBOO and you don't necessarily need any radio experience. You just got to have a good idea and curiosity for community radio. So you can see all the details about what it is to submit a program proposal for KBOO on our website at kboo.fm. Speaking of other things to tune into soon, I got to announce the date. We don't have it finalized yet, but probably around mid-late October, we will be airing interviews with our candidates for KBOO's Board of Directors. So make sure you keep listening to News from the Boo or checking out our website. You can find all of the bios for the candidates for the KBOO Board on our website at kboo.fm, and right on the front of our homepage you'll see a link to all those bios under the annual meeting. We got a big banner on top of our website talking about KBOO's annual meeting, which is a meeting for all of our KBOO members that's going to be on Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And like all things during 2020, it used to be that our annual meeting would always meet someplace. It was a great place for the KBOO community to come together. You'd hear state of the station from the station managers. And that's not going to be happening in person this year, unfortunately. So it's going to be online. Surprise, surprise. We'll have all those details, of course, available on our website. So if you are a KBOO member, that is the meeting for you. That's where we do our final tallies for our board of directors, announce our new board of directors, and we do some voting on bylaws. It's exciting foundational stuff. So, yeah, if you're a KBOO member, then come to the annual meeting. Again, that's Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And if you're like, well, I want to be at the annual meeting, but I'm not a KBOO member, you are in luck because right now is the time to become a KBOO member. We're in the middle of our fall membership drive. We just got a few more weeks to go. I think we got a couple more weeks to go. And we have a goal of reaching $80,000, and we're just over halfway there. I think we're like at 55,000, something like that, in the 50,000-ish range. You can actually check that out on our website. We got a little meter at the top that's helping us keep track of where we are. So all you got to do is go to kboo.fm slash donate. And if you become a monthly sustaining member, then you can go to that annual meeting and you can vote on our board of directors. Or maybe you want to run for the board of directors. But yeah, it's a great way to support your community radio station. Help us meet our goal for the fall drive by becoming a member of KBOO. We know that times are hard for a lot of people right now. So if you can't, then just keep tuning on into KBOO, because that's what KBOO is about. It's about radio, free radio for the community. But it's also about radio that's funded and supported by the community, because that's the way we like it. We don't want to have to, you know, become a commercial radio station. No, we want it to be supported for you so that we can be open to talking about all the things that we got to be talking about, especially here in 2020. So again, that's kboo.fm/donate to become a member of KBOO today. And if you are someone who'd rather send in your donation to KBOO, you can always mail it in through the snail mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. That's in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Other things we have when you go to kboo.fm because you want to become a member, you'll also notice on the front of our website is a link for our election coverage on our website, and you'll find all the KBOO coverage that we've been talking about for the elections that are coming up. So that's really, really great. And, you know, so make sure to tune in to KBOO on election day. We're going to have all sorts of special election coverage. And the week leading up to the elections, we'll have special coverage, especially during the news time. So always tune in to KBOO News at 5 p.m. Because we also have a special shirt at KBOO, because it's always fun to have a shirt for things. The KBOO Get Out the Vote, because we just think it's so important that everybody remembers to vote right now. So help KBOO get out the vote. Just go on our website for all that information to find that shirt and such. But more important, I'm going to just say it. Yeah, I'm going to vote. I hope that you all are considering it as well. I know I just got my pamphlet the other day, and I think I got my part was telling me they think we got our ballots in, so that's exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff. And speaking of election coverage, we here at KBOO are dedicated to bringing voices from the community, and that includes our city council. So tune in tomorrow. That's Thursday, October 15th, from 5:30 to 6 p.m. And we will be airing a debate between Chloe Udaly and Mingus Maps. And this was actually a debate that we had live on our Facebook page and Zoom. So we had people from the community asking questions directly to Commissioner Udaly and to Mingus Maps. And so, but we'll be airing that tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. So tune in. This is such an important year for our elections, such an important seat, so that you can hear from the candidates themselves. Well, that is all I got for this week's News from the Boo. So again, just want to thank everybody who has contributed to our fall drive. It takes every single one of us to make this community radio station happen. And during this time, we really, really appreciate all the great messages we've been getting in and messages of support. We really love hearing from everybody. Because, yeah, the drive is always a time for us to say thank you to you all who make KBOO Community Radio possible. So become a member today, kboo.fm/donate. And, yeah, thank you in advance. So tune in again next week at 5:45 for another News from the Boo, and we'll have updates for all things KBOO. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Sylvester the Boogie Cat, meow, meow. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM Community Radio.
Donate to KBOO. Support KBOO. Give to KBOO now. Help KBOO reach our fall fundraising goal of $80,000.